Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we are continuing in the 13th parak of Masech Sivamos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So the Mishnah tells us two rules that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov made we just learned about in Mishnah Gimel, and it just explains how it plays out. Meaning, in Mishnah Gimel, we learned that there are two ways for a marriage midrabanan to end. Either the girl could do miyun, or the guy could give her a get. So we said the rule was that if the girl did miyun, we view it as if they were never married, but if the guy gave her a get, we view it as if they were married up until the time of the get. So, if she does miyun, so again, we treat it as if they were never married, and therefore, they're allowed to marry each other's relatives. And also, it doesn't pasul her from kahuna. Grusha is pasul kahuna, but she's not a grusha because it's as if they were never married. Nasal a get, if the husband gives her a get, and that's how the marriage ends, then we view them as if they had been married up until the time of the miyun, and therefore they're also to each other's relatives, upsalim and akuna. And she's puzzled for marrying a kohen in the future. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's rule is all about. Now, nasan laget v'chzira, if the husband gave her a get and then he remarried her before she married anyone else, ma'anabo, and then she did miyun to end the second go-round, v'nisis la'achar v'nisam l'naskarsha, and then she married someone else and either became an almana or became a grusha, muteres la'achzalo. She's allowed to go back to the first husband, even though one time he gave her a get, and then after that she married somebody else, because the second go around was not ended with a get; it was ended with miyun. So that miyun makes it that they were never married even before the first go around. So, since she's undone the entire marriage, we don't view this as being machzir grushaso after she's nises la'acher. Maybe I should have mentioned a little bit of background over here. The halacha is that if a man divorces his wife, he's allowed to remarry her unless he's a kohen. But if she married someone else in between, he's not allowed to remarry her. Even Yisrael would not be allowed to remarry her. So if a katana was given over to this guy and she did miyun, so even if she then married someone else, he's allowed to remarry her because it's as if they were never married to each other. The chiddush over here is she was given to this guy, he gave her a get, then he remarried her, and then she did miyun, and then she went and married somebody else. He's now allowed to remarry her because we view it as if he's remarrying her after a miyun, not as if he's remarrying her after a get. What about the opposite? Let's say she did miyun and then he took her back, married her again, and the second go around, nasan laget, he gave her a get, and now v'nisa zachman nesam l'naskarsha, she married somebody else and then became an alman or a grusha from that guy. Then asur lachzula, then she's not allowed to go back to him because that's like being machzir grusha. So zaklal get achar miyun asur lachzula, miyun achar get mutar lachzula. So to put it succinctly, if there was a get after the miyun, she's not allowed to go back to him, but if there was a miyun after the get, she's allowed to go back to him, even though she had been married to somebody else in between. So now we move on to Mishnah Hey. So in Mishnah Dal, we said that when she gets a get from her husband, even though she's a Ketana Yesoma, and then remarries him and ends the second marriage with Miyun, we don't consider her to be a Grusha. We consider her to have just been Ma'enes, so it's as if she was never married to the guy. So what happens? Are there any cases where Miyun does not erase the earlier marriage? And a get that's given to end the marriage will make her a grusha, even if there's a miyun that follows it. So I'm a ma'anis be'ishav. Let's say she does miyun to her husband, v'nises la'achar v'girsha, and then she gets remarried, and the new husband divorces her, la'achar me'anabo, and then she married another third guy, and did miyun on him, la'achar v'girsha, and then she married a fourth guy, and he divorced her, la'achar me'anabo, and then she married a fifth guy and did miyun on him. Kol sheyatzis himena beget, any husband that gave her a get, asur lachzulo, she's not going to be allowed to go back to that husband because she's considered to have been married to other men after that gerushin, and therefore they're not allowed to be machzir grushaso. But in miyun, any husband that she left through miyun mutaris lachzulo, she's going to be allowed to go back to, and the reason is quite simple, because she was never married to him in the first place, so it's not machzir grushaso, it's just marrying a grusha in such a case. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalit, we said that if a woman does miyun, they're mutter to each other's relatives because it's as if they were never married to each other, and she's not considered a grusha, so she's allowed to marry a kohen. However, if the husband gave her a get, they're usher to each other's relatives because they are considered to have been married to each other, and she's pasul lakuna because she is considered a grusha. Then we said that if he gave her a get and remarried that very same girl, and then she did miyun on the second go around, so even if she marries and divorces somebody else, he can remarry her because it's as if they were never married to each other. Meaning the miyun on the second go-around, he erases both his first and second go-around of being married to her. However, if he gave her a get, and then she got married to someone else and had a, and became an almana or a grusha, so if on the first go around she did miyun, and then on the then he remarried her, and the second go around he gave her a get, then she marries someone else in between, he's not going to be able to machzir her because then she is considered to be his grusha. And then in Mishnah Hey we said that if someone is mema'enes, a girl is mema'enes a man, and then marries a second man, and that man gives her a get, and then marries a third man and does miyun on him, then marries a fourth man, and that man gives her a get, then marries a fifth man and does miyun on him. So anyone who she divorced with a get, who divorced her with a get, rather, she's not going to be allowed to go back to because she's been with other people, and it's a violation of machzor grusha. So lachas she says lachas, but any marriage that ended with miyun, she's going to be allowed to go back to that guy because it's as if they were never married to each other in the first place. Okay, that's from tomorrow. We'll pick up with Parak Yud Gimel, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin.